This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here, riding shotgun as always. Happy Friday,
hello,
Todd, to you.
Likewise.
And we're brought to you today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. If you haven't checked out this website yet, I'd really encourage you to do it. Energyofnorthdakota.com. We all need to school up a little bit on the good that is done from oil and natural gas. And the oil and natural gas from right here in North Dakota, you know what it does? It strengthens all of America. Because we have this abundance of talents, we have innovation, we have technology, we have energy responsibly produced, all of it here, which helps worldwide economic stability. So when you have producers and communities working together as they do, you secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right here, right now, with Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. And we have another candidate for president that has joined the race. Since we were together last, I'm not sure five people in North Dakota have heard of Jay Inslee, but he is the governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee. And Todd, do you know what his platform is going to be? He's decided that he's going to be a little unconventional. He's not going to say, you know, Medicare.
What, all the other ones have been conventional? Or?
Well, I mean, usually a politician wants to give you a little bit of everything. They have something for everybody, right? You know, Medicare for all, or I'm okay with socialism, or we need to do more for food stamps, or, you know, whatever. It's, you know, kind of a goodie bag. But he has one main focus for this campaign, and he says it's going to differentiate him from the rest. What do you think it is?
I'm afraid to ask.
Climate change.
Ah!
He is going to try
it
and
did change. It got colder this winter.
I would extreme the other candidates as if the Green New Deal isn't crazy enough.
Is that possible to... careful what you wish for, Todd.
These people are unbelievable. You know, when I saw this story unfold a little bit, I thought, gosh, I love living in North Dakota. I just love living where we live and being here and being among people that are common sense, you know, sort of don't rush to one side or the other, you know, obviously have a good conservative core, the most part. North Dakota's a conservative state, but God-fearing, freedom-loving, you know, folks that think the Constitution means something, as opposed to these people that just, you know, go with the wind. And this latest example being a climate change platform to run for president. Wow. In 30 seconds, I'll tell you what I believe about climate change. Is the climate changing? Yes. It's always changing. It's always evolving. It's been that way for thousands of years. Are we the reason it's changing? Ridiculous. Total arrogance to think that we have that much power to change. It doesn't make any sense at all. So the point is, the earth is going to change. One volcano, a natural act, puts more into the air than the entire, you know, fossil fuel industry could in a decade or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just dumb. It's just dumb. Now, we got to be smart about it. We got to do things where we can. And, you know, I guess like recycling would be a good example, or things where we could, you know, we can't fill landfills forever. You know, there's some things you can be smart about. Is my 30 seconds up yet? You tell me when my 30 seconds is up. You give me the buzzer.
You're
when the
on a roll. We're not stopping you. You're on a roll here.
But I honestly was thinking about, you know, the North Dakota way as it pertains to climate change. So I want to ask you this morning. And you can talk about anything if that doesn't interest you, but I'm interested to hear what you say, what is on your mind related to climate change. And I want to know how real you think this threat is. In other words, that we could do something about it. Again, I don't deny the climate changes and evolves and warms and cools and, you know, little of this, little of that, you know, you have these trends. You know, the people that give you these graphs on how the temperatures, you know, have changed or whatever, it's like a, you know, 30 or 50 year, sometimes if they're really bold, a 70 year scale. Well, in the grand scheme of the earth, that's like, you know, a penny compared to $1 million. So they
just hasn't AOC taught us that the world's going to end in 12 years now?
That woman is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm so glad we have her. We have that NDSU grad from Minnesota that's radical.
Omar?
Yeah. And
an NDSU grad, yeah. How many times has she been to a Bison game? Probably none.
Yeah,
probably doesn't really wear the school colors real well.
But I think that sort of extreme way out there viewpoint will illuminate. That's why I say this is great news that Jay Inslee saying, I'm going to be about climate change and run for president as a Democrat.
Go for it.
Fabulous. Fantastic. But my point is this. I know there's a great deal of common sense out there. My opinion doesn't matter. Yours does. What do you say about climate change? Is it real? Is it fake? Is it a threat? Is it not?
Is it really going to be the thing that gets our next president elected, whoever it is?
Yeah. Will climate change drive people to the polls?
Is that because if that's the case, why wasn't it the last X number of elections ever since it first came up?
Right. Let's let the Northern Plains speak here. School us up on what they think about climate change. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour and the Talk Radio Town Hall with your questions or comments, too. So we're going to have some fun on a Friday. Stephen Fargo, let's go. Give me your take.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Fabulous.
Couple of things. I hope it gets the next president elected, Donald Trump. And I don't know that. Maybe I'm too optimistic. But when you really start breaking this down and looking at this Green New Deal, every one of their candidates right now is either delusional, an idiot, or some combination, or flat-out liars, which is probably more the case because they just promise everything regardless of whether or not it's achievable. But you look at it, even if they could do it, even if they did it, if you don't deal with China and India and Russia, you're almost wasting your time. So you want to bankrupt the United States, put millions of people out of work to solve what?
Yeah, good point, Steve. Now, let me ask you a serious question.
Sure, please.
Do you think the intent to bankrupt the United States, to disrupt the economy in the name of, you know, trying to be better on the earth is intentional? I mean, maybe that serves their purposes.
Or delusional. Maybe. I truly think people living in squalor and completely dependent on the government is their vision of utopia. The other thing, Ellen Radner's comment, I mean, is she sane? You know, you hear, though, we're better than this in that tone of voice. Like, everyone agrees that we... So she's implying that Donald Trump is just a complete reprobate and should be run out of town. And, you know, we could argue that back and forth. I'm sure he did some, you know, as a billionaire running around New York with $100 bills falling out of his wallet, I'm sure he did some pretty things that I would consider immoral. But to compare him to Bill Clinton... A known rapist, Cattlegate, Whitewater, spending time on a private island with a known child molester. Can we go on? Inappropriate relations with a subordinate intern in the Oval Office. Donald Trump is a choir boy in church compared to Bill Clinton, and they do not care about Bill Clinton.
So true, Steve. Appreciate the call. I'm going to keep moving here so we can get all of you in, and I want to get this one in before the break. Chris is up next. Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, so if everybody gets what they want and they get the climate change push, we stop our CO2 emissions, what's going to happen then? I mean, you have to realize that this whole region, tons of these businesses in this area are called Agassiz Drain Tile, Agassiz School, Agassiz this. It was a what? A glacier. If you reduce our CO2 emissions, you're going to cause an ice age to happen again. This is stuff, I'm the one that brought up the volcano emissions because that's what I learned at NDSU when I was going to college there. If you reduce our CO2 emissions, you're going to cause another ice age. Who wants North Dakota to recreate our glaciers, rebuild a frozen tundra to go all the way down? I mean, D.C. would become another frozen tundra. I mean, we don't want that. We want to maintain the climate we have. And we're doing that because of the emissions we caused.
All very good points, Chris. Do you have these conversations often? Like if you're somewhere and somebody says, climate change, it's awful. You're a denier. Do you engage? Do you have the conversation with folks?
Well, nobody in this area feels that way. So, no, I don't have those conversations. But when I was in Fort Hood, Texas, on active duty, people would have those conversations. And, yes, I would talk with them. And I'd ask them. I'd say, what's your goal? What's your result? Well, we want to reduce CO2 emissions. They said, well, if you do that, you're going to change the climate and you're going to freeze the north again. And there's going to be glaciers being recreated. And we're going to be in a frozen wasteland on the north side of the United States. We'll have to move south. Who wants to do that? Nobody. I like having spring. I like having my summers. I mean, ice ages have happened time and time again through the history of the world.
I don't want one. I'll watch it on TV, that movie, Ice Age. That's it. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. I'm glad you got that, Todd. That's very good. You're on your game today.
That was good.
Texter says, dude, be careful what you wish for. The moment you try to out crazy, crazy things go off the rails real fast. All right? Texter says, I'm going to run for president. I will stop the sun from coming up so the earth will cool. LOL. All right. What do you say when somebody says, what's your thoughts on climate change?
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. I always love the reasons customers come up with to enjoy a Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's Friday night tradition at our house, Pizza Corner Pizza, and a movie.
Hey, at our place, it's all about the man cave. Getting the guys together, making sure the game is on, and Pizza Corner Pizza.
Mm. Whether it's chicken bacon ranch or sausage and pepperoni, Pizza Corner Pizzas don't need a reason. You can just have one. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at PizzaCornerPizza.com. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's March. Already March. How about that? Unbelievable. Back on What's on Your Mind. Just chatting a little bit about your take on global warming, your take on climate change. When I say those two words, what comes to mind? You're standing in the supermarket checkout line. Somebody sees the cover of a magazine and talks about how you know, we're going to all die soon because of climate change or global warming. Person ahead of you says, boy, oh boy, oh boy, that Donald Trump, those Republicans, they are going to be the bane of our existence. You say what? Danger saying anything in a supermarket checkout line, you never know what you get. But, I mean, the bold among us would say, I don't agree. And here's why. What do you say? You tell us at 258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Somebody just texted, are you going to give away a MyPillow today? Sure. Let's give away a MyPillow. How about this?
Why not?
If you call us and tell us about someone you know or someone in your family, whatever, that's having a birthday, we'll call and surprise them with a MyPillow. How about that? So you got somebody you know that has a birthday today. You call us. Daniel will put you on the air and we'll get you through here, and we'll say, okay, who has a birthday and where do they work and, you know, all that stuff, and then we'll track them down. Have a little fun with that. Because you asked. See how simple this is? We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance together help us save lives, prevent injuries. It's one of the great things we do with these safety talks. I really love it. One of the easiest things you can do is a defensive driving course. Maybe you have points built up on your license, a few too many speeding tickets, insurance premiums going up. Take a defensive driving course from the North Dakota Safety Council. The courses qualify for a point reduction and insurance discount. Next class, Fargo, March 12th. But they have them in Grand Forks, Williston, and Bismarck, too. The full schedule's online at ndsc.org. That's a good one. Another good one, next Saturday, March 9th in Bismarck, and then March 30th in Fargo, is self-protection and predator awareness. I've taken that. You can't believe what an eye-opener that is. Just to be more aware. Even if you don't think you need it around here, which you do, you need it everywhere. But to be more aware when you travel, you know, it taught me so many things, and I, most importantly, came back and said, okay, I have two daughters, girls, here's a couple of things I picked up I want you to know. So. Great training there. Great training at workforcesafety.com, too. Check them all out. All right, let's get to the phones here. Dave in Sterling wants to talk climate change. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys. Well, I guess the climate change is a natural occurring event. In my mind, man has little to do with it, except in those cases where we're out chopping down the rainforest and changing the landscape and the local climate in that area. But if you think about all the forest fires that happen by nature and the amount of carbon that's released from just forest fires alone, not to mention, like you earlier talked about, volcanoes and everything that occurs naturally in nature, there's no way that man can compete with the amount of carbon being released in CO2 in a forest fire, and nobody can even measure that. And another thing, I'm just wondering, you know, this thing with cow flatulence, you know, I'm wondering if there's a cottage industry that a guy could maybe get into, because I'm interested to figure out how they're measuring that and who's measuring that and that whole methodology. I'd be really interested if you guys checked that out, and maybe we can get a new industry in North Dakota, because we got a lot of cows here.
You have to pay me a lot of money to get down to the business end of a cow and find out what kind of, you know.
I'm surprised North Dakota still exists with all the cows we have and all the flatulence. How many years have cows existed, and how are we still here today?
And by the way, we still haven't settled that debate of whether there is actual flatulence or not from a cow. Remember that? We had a whole debate about that. Some say yes, some say no. So I'm not going to.
Wait a minute. Are you a cow flatulence denier?
I'm a cow flatulence denier, I guess so, yeah. I'm just saying the jury's out. I don't know. Because
he's a denier.
I'm relying on the good ranchers of this part of the world
I'm gonna complete this by saying that the people nowadays are so stupid, you can't even comprehend how stupid these people are that are walking around talking about this stuff. So
I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Got a lot of really good texts on this.
My favorite one, these people are taking God, the great controller, out of the equation to think they can control anything that he controls is a farce. Man-made climate change, says another, 100% phony. What kind of coal-fired power plants did woolly mammoths have that ended the last ice age? Okay.
How would the gas capture thing work with cows exactly?
Yeah. I think they want
to
get rid of cows.
The gas masks we're not using on soldiers now, and we're just putting on cows' butts.
Some sort of a cow diaper apparatus.
They want to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to eat green. You heard about the Green New Deal? That's what it is. You don't eat beef. Eat green. Eat a leaf off a tree.
That leaves more cows out there to do more flatulence. I'm trying to get rid of the cows, so I get rid of the flatulence. I care more.
Yeah. All right, Robert. Hang on here. We're going to get back to the. Climate change debate. Now, Robert wants to talk about Al Gore, but we have Matt and Max, who knows somebody that has a birthday today. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. Thank you very much. I love Max. I stop there often in my little Minot to Bismarck trucks, you know?
That's good. Everybody tells me we have the cheapest gas here.
Is that right? Yeah, maybe that's why I stop there.
I agree.
I just gravitate there. It's very nice. Yeah. And a neat little cafe downtown, as I recall.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember a little public service commission hearing there a few years back. In fact, Kevin Cramer was a PSC member, so it's been a long time. So who in your circle has a birthday, Matt?
It's my dad's birthday today.
Is it really? Okay, what's your dad's name?
Michael.
And where does Michael live?
In Max.
Right in Max, too. Okay. Can we call him? Does he have a landline or a cell line we can call him at?
Yeah, you could try his cell.
Okay, so I'll have you give that to Daniel here in a half a minute or so, and then we'll give him a call, and wish him a happy birthday. What birthday is it for?
78.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh.
How are you celebrating?
Yeah, I'll probably get supper tonight. It was my mom's birthday last night, so we had supper with them last night. We'll probably have supper again tonight. So
wait a minute, your mom had birthday yesterday. Your dad has a birthday today.
Yep.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
It's a busy couple days.
I'm glad you didn't cheat your dad out of a birthday, celebration. You waited for tomorrow, and your mom was yesterday.
No,
everybody has their day.
It's best to give them their own day.
Beautiful. I love it. Okay, so, Matt, hang on. Daniel, get the number. We'll call and wish him a happy birthday, okay?
Okay, appreciate that.
All right, thanks. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Reed in New England. We've got Daryl in, it says Marwitz. I don't know where Marwitz is. Todd, is there a Marwitz?
I'm sure there is someplace. I don't know.
We'll find out, yeah. And I'm just waiting to weigh in here. We'll do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Friday edition of the program. Don't go away.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News.
It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate and numerous mudslides are reported, and at least one person has died so far. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-chief of staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
There?
Yes, sir.
This is Scott Henlon and Todd Mitchell from What's On Your Mind, the radio show. Your son, Max, wanted to Matt from Max wanted to surprise you for your birthday today. Are you okay with that?
Oh, sure.
You like a good surprise every now and then?
Yes, I do, sir.
Well, good. We have a My Pillow for you from Mike Lindell, the world-famous pillow inventor. Just for your birthday today. Yeah, we're gonna. Yes, absolutely. How are you doing?
I have a My Pillow and I love it.
You already have one, so now you get a second one.
Yes, that'll work.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. I understand it's been a busy week of birthdays in your family. How about that?
Yeah, my wife's was yesterday, and we had a neighbor that. Curtis Kohler, his birthday was yesterday, and we had him over for a supper, and we had a nice birthday cake and ice cream and steaks, and had a whole bunch of fun.
Life is good. How about tonight? Do you have a favorite meal for your birthday you like?
Well, it sounds like the kids are taking me out to Paradiso.
Is that right?
Every meal there.
What a deal.
I've heard of that being done. I did that yesterday.
Did you really?
Birthday. Yeah.
I think you get the free dessert or something, right?
You get a free meal.
Oh, you get a free meal.
Free entree with your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Perfect. Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank
Michael,
you, sir.
On 70, you. 78 this year, right?
That's 78.
78.
In front of 79 in Navy.
Say that again?
I'm shooting for 79 and 80.
79 and 80, keep her going, exactly right.
Yeah.
How's life in Max these days?
It's cold. The yard is very slippery. I have to be very careful when I walk because I do slip and fall sometimes, and it kind of hurts the bones.
No, I hear you. That's everywhere right now. Gosh, it's crazy. But the good thing is, even though it's cold and slippery, you're still living in Max, right?
Yes. On a farm near Max.
On a farm near Max. Life is good.
And my son is very good. He cleans our driveway and cleans the deck off so we don't have any snow and don't even have to use a snowblower anymore. My son does it all for me.
Well, that is great. Family's important. Take good care of each other. the great state of North Dakota.
It is.
For sure. Well, Michael, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Tell me your program.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. What is your last name, Michael?
Dubowie.
Spell that for me.
D-O-B-O-W-E-Y.
E-Y, got it. Okay, got it. All right, well, we have a MyPillow for you. Todd will have it at the K-Fire Studios, so maybe we can stop by before dinner tonight for the birthday celebration, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael. Good to talk to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
There you go. Fine suggestion. Thank you to Matt in Maxford, letting us know his dad was having a birthday, and he said he has a MyPillow already. Now he's got another one. And maybe he wants some MyPillow dream sheets. Those things are on.
Some Giza sheets, yeah.
Yeah, they have the Giza sheets. They're just the best. Giza cotton is, like, incredible. So different. Smooth. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. And you'll get 30% off plus free shipping on the Giza sheets. You can also call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. They're also one of our fine sponsors, MyPillow, for our trip to the White House on Monday with the NDSU Bison. That's right. The Thundering Herds headed to the White House to be honored for their 7 national titles in the last 8 years. We'll be there broadcasting on Monday for the show. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. They have great Bison apparel, and they're sponsoring the PetroServe USA Fan Cam. So we take you behind the scenes to see everything. It's kind of nice. Can't be there, it's another way to be there. MyPillow, Plains Ag Equipment, your Case IH dealer, the Medicine Shop, Enbridge, and Hess. Looking forward to that. Okay, let's get back to the phones, and let's find out where Marwitz is, first of all. Daryl and Marwitz.
It's Narwitz with an N.
Oh, an N. And so it's N-A-R-W-I-T-Z?
No, N-O-R-W-I-C-H.
Oh, Norwich. Norwich. Okay. Yeah, now I know where it is. But, you know, I was looking at Marwitz. I'm thinking, I don't know what that's at. But explain it. We made up a word. Anyway, Daryl, what's on your mind?
Well, when they talk about climate change, I always bring up, you know, that there were dinosaurs in western North Dakota at one time. You know, and how about some lakefront property on the eastern part of the state in Lake Agassiz? You know, it's not the first time any of this stuff has ever happened. That's what gets me.
So do you think these people forget history? They don't know history? What?
It must be. You know, it's just amazing that they don't understand this. It's a cycle. I mean, it's, you know, and like everybody else has been talking about volcanoes, yeah, they and forest fires both do more damage than we ever do. So,
another little convenient thing they forget about. They love the idea that, you know, if you drive a Yugo instead of a SUV, you'd be much kinder to the environment.
Right.
And forget about, you know, a forest fire or a volcano or, yeah. Good points. And to use examples like that, I think makes sense. You know, you heard of Lake Agassiz?
Yeah.
This isn't new, folks. So I like that. Robert Kildare, you're in the cafe. Somebody says, Al Gore's a genius. What do you say?
Well, we know he's not much of a genius. And the story, interesting, goes, oh, before I do that, you asked the question, is global warming a threat? And, of course, we know it is. They're threatening to take away our automobiles and our way of life. But I have 5 wonderful children, and they've all gone to college. And I think as they have gone to college, they've learned about global warming. And we've had some interesting discussions. And my son said, Dad, have you ever watched Al Gore's movie, Inconvenient Truth? And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, you know, if we're going to have this kind of discussion, you're going to have to be willing to watch some of these documentaries, just not your propaganda stuff. So I agreed. So I watched the movie Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. And in the middle of this movie, he has this huge graph where they've taken ice samples and they're showing CO2 levels and then they're showing temperatures. And I have to admit, that graph was amazing. That temperature follows CO2 levels so precisely. And then Al Gore makes the statement in that movie, it's complicated. Well, in that documentary, and I don't remember which university did the core samples, but in the documentary, it says, and I looked up online, and I got the raw data from the ice cores, and I decided I wanted to graph that out myself. So I got my graph paper like we used to do in junior high, and I started graphing. And I graphed out about 100,000 years. And this thing's about 10 feet long by now on my graph. And I noticed something interesting, that temperature leads CO2. And I was quite amazed on my graph, and I'm no scientist. Temperature rises, and then CO2 level follows it. That's what that came out to be. Well, I typed in on the wonderful internet, temperature, global warming temperature leads CO2 levels, and I came up with this interesting 2017 documentary. And if any of your listeners want to go and see this documentary, they can type in global warming hoax, best documentary ever, and it will come up. And in this, the scientists have are saying the exact same thing that I found in my graphing, that global warming is a hoax, that temperature actually leads CO2 levels. Otherwise, when our temperature warms, you know, we get CO2 levels rise. And Al Gore says, you know, it's complicated. Well, I am no scientist, and I was able to graph this out and figure it out. It's all political.
Is it ever? I'd love to see your, how many years did you say that you did? 10,000 years?
100,000 years.
100,000 years.
And my graph was about 10 feet long across the room.
Yeah, I was going to say. I love it.
Yeah, graphing temperature. And in that documentary, and you ought to watch it, it's amazing, they go through all of the hoax stuff. I mean, all of the raw data. And it's scientists that have put this documentary together, but you don't hear anything about it. The Mars rover, just another point, the Mars rover has been taking temperatures for a long time now. And it's amazing that the temperatures on Mars, the graph, follows the graph on Earth. If the temperatures are different, but if you overlay the two trends, you'll see the same, trends on Mars as there are here. And it's our...
How many coal plants are on Mars?
Yeah, and how many, you know, cows and flatulating, and how many SUVs are cruising around.
Yeah.
But it's obviously our heat source. We have the same heat source as Mars. And it's the heat source that's changing. It's not anything we're doing.
Anyway, very interesting. Thank you, Robert.
I love your topic today. I just wish there were more people would just, you know, use common sense.
That'd be a nice thing. I agree with you completely. Thanks. Good point. Stephen, Canada. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I heard this last night, but I've not been able to verify it. The pine beetle is killing all the pine trees in B.C. That decomposition is taking more oxygen than everybody else can produce, so there's actually an import of oxygen going into British Columbia. The only way to kill those beetles naturally is fire or frost. But, you know, humans are in control, right?
Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Texter says, instead of worrying about the climate changing and spending so much time and money to attempt to stop or slow it, let's just learn to adapt to it as it happens. All right. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days. If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What you driving today, Todd, anyway?
My Schwann Buick GMC Sierra, which got me quickly unstuck out of a big mound of snow I didn't realize I was driving into because part of our lot didn't get plowed like it might have been. But you know what? It's going to be, you know, 20-some-odd below, 30, 40-some-odd below wind chills this weekend, maybe 50 below. That heated steering wheel is going to be so much better than holding a big round icicle. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I would love for you, anyone in our audience, to come along to Norway with my wife, Maria, and I, and our daughters actually are making the trip. Looking forward to this very much. Hannah and Haley will be coming along, and they were with us 2 years ago as well. We had a great time. In fact, we have dear friends now from that trip. It's always a wonderful time to take a trip with our listeners because they love what we love, you know? And so you share that. And, of course, in this case, we're going to see some beautiful things in Norway. This is the Midnight Sun Tour, June 15th through the 30th. And we're going to the northernmost point in Norway. Should be just fantastic. We're going to meet the people. We
most enjoy about the trip we took to Norway, the fact that we got a chance to go to the farm that my wife's grandmother would have grown up on before she was part of a contingent that came to Norway and settled, or came to the United States, rather, from Norway and settled. So meeting a family member is going back, something that Carol Juvin knows very well. I mean, he can help you find your relatives. If you just give him your name, he's going to say, okay, the family members would have been over here. If you've never had any contact, he's going to make that happen. So you not only get a great trip where you see this incredible beauty, but you also get a chance to find your relatives. It's a lot of fun. Meet the people. It is. It's really great. So call this number, 701-237-9000 or 800-343-0093. And talk to the one and only Carol Juvin, who's brought thousands and thousands of people over to Norway, made hundreds of trips himself to be over there and get you connected with the people. The Midnight Sun Tour, June 15th through the 30th. I think we have like a pair of seats left on this. So it's darn near buttoned down. But I was there yesterday, and they were making some final preparations. Said, I think we have a few seats left. So we said, hey, we'll let folks know. Juvin Tours and Travel, Carol Juvin, 701-237-9000. About six trips going next year, so there'll be some dates that'll work for you. Trust me on this one thing. All right, who's next? Reed in New England had somebody that had a birthday. We better get that in here. Reed, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Pretty good.
Who has a birthday that you know?
My wonderful brother-in-law.
Your wonderful brother-in-law. And what's his name?
His name is Keen.
Last name?
Hansen, H-A-N-S-O-N.
Keen Hansen. Where does Keen live?
In New England.
In New England, too. Okay.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yep.
He's
a self-employed guy. He's self-employed. He's got a pretty dang good business. He's a master plumber and an excavator, and I would just assume that he could use a MyPillow to help him sleep at night.
Yeah, that'd be good. We actually already gave away the MyPillow, but we did, yeah.
Okay.
A listener in Max, as a matter of fact.
I heard that. But, you know, if you could just give him a call, I bet that'd be a birthday present enough for him.
Fantastic. So how old is Keen today?
57.
57, he's a young buck.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Wonderful. Well, hang on, Reed, and we'll have Daniel get the number, and I'll certainly give him a call.
Okay, sounds
happy
good.
To do it. How about we have Senator Kramer wish him a happy birthday? Would that be something that would be
good? Oh, that'd be better.
There you go.
Yeah. He'll be here next hour. We'll have Senator Kramer wish him a happy birthday. So just hang on and get his number to Daniel, and we'll get that done. Let's see here. Fred and Wing is going to give us some climate change common sense. So you're in the grocery store line, and somebody says, that climate change, it's awful, it's terrible, and somebody needs to do something about it. What do you tell them, Fred?
I was going to say that these hoaxes that people try to put on these scientists, so easy to do. And I got three people I respect a lot. Four people. President Trump, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Scott Hanna. I respect these people. And all of them talk about millions of years. Well, the Bible doesn't talk about millions of years. And these hoaxes can be portrayed on people like the hoax of evolution with Charles Darwin. They brought out that millions of years thing. And I like to talk about the guy who did his graph about the glaciers and the Al Gore glacier studies. There was a squadron in World War II that landed in Greenland on a glacier. And we know how many years ago that was, World War II. And then they went and they dug the planes up. They melted the snow down and they salvaged them planes here about 6-7 years ago. They're down under the ice 50 years. And they did the core sampling and used this global warming graph like Al Gore is using. They use that the way they portrayed it. They portrayed it wrong and they hoaxed everybody. But they were down there 50 years. When you did the graphing on that glacier that they were in, the snow came down. It built up. The core samples were for a whole year. to every sample. But there was 30 snowfalls every year. They would have been in there over 1,000 years. The core samples, they didn't take into account that there was snowfalls they were measuring, not a year's worth of snow.
They're cooking the books is what they're doing.
That guy's got to do his draft over. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I hear you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.